Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Kav Ches. Our Gemara brings down the following halacha Amar V'Yehuda Kol Egoi Gafa V'Afiu Mi'asmi Avor Rabbanon Loi My Time Rabbanon Loi Tzvi Chin Tirusa V'Kaya De Pasya V'Afiu Mi'Rabbanon Voyamoran Elodoy Nafka, Bochuza, Avochuza Loy, Jabon Lab, Bene Mefek, Bochuza Ninu. Now to explain Shad in this that our Gemara says, Amar Vida, Kole Goygafa, Fio Miasmi, Avra Bonon Loy, since Rabbonon are Loy, Tzrichna Tirusa. We find a seeming Machlekes Harishainim in the Gemara in Adorim, on the Samach base from a base. The Gemara brings down the following halacha, Amar Rava, Shari Loy, Laturber, Melbonon Lamemer, Loy, Hivna, Karga. And Rava bases his halacha on this that the pasuk says, "Menada b'loy v'holach yishalot hamir maleyin," which Rav Yehuda explains to mean, "Menada is menas hamelach, b'loy is a kesef galgalta v'helach zu arnuna." Now to explain pshat in this that Rava says, "Sharli etzurim rabbanu lamemar yehivna akaga," we find the tremendous machlekes harishainim. The Ran in the Dharm explains. This that one cannot place a tax in a tzurba me'abonon is only referring to a specific type of tax. For example, kagon shemelech hito abnei elitin kach vekach machmas ma'iser tvoi seyem oy machmas minyan kogalton sheichilun tamidei chachamim leimer lehito hamelech aleichem kum ela bishvilchem. But the Ran goes on to say, Avlim Omer Hamelach Shitin Kol Echad Ve'echad Kesav Kol Galtai Umay Ser Tvua Sein Amei Ha'aretz Pair Mishvil Tamidei Chachamim. In other words, this, that a Tzur Me'abon is not mechuyev to pay taxes, is only referring to a tax that is mutal ala tzibur. That the tzibur is mechuyev to pay a certain amount. Just each person is mechuyev to pay a certain percentage of the total amount of mass that is mutal ala tzibur. As far as such a mass is concerned, we say that a tzur me'abonon is not mechuyev to take part in paying his chelak of that mass. Since, as the Ran says, a tzur me'abonon can taina, lehito hamelech aleichem kvom ela b'shvilchem. In other words, you are the ones who are responsible for the tax, and for that reason, the tzur me'abonon is not mechuyev to take part in that tax. But as far as a tax that is mutal kol echad ve'echad, that each specific person is mechuyev to pay a certain amount of taxes, then even a tzur me'abonon is mechuyev to pay that amount, since he can no longer say lehito hamelech aleichem kum ela b'shvilchem. On the other hand, the Rosh and Simon Chavav, and so too we find in the Rosh and Shuvas and Kaltas Vav Simon Ches argues. And the Rosh and so too we find in the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis in Perek Daled of Masechta Aves Mishnehei that the Rosh and the Rambam both say that a tzur me'abonon is potter for paying any type of taxes, and even as far as a tax that is a sheer kotzav al kol ish ve'ish, we will say that a tzur me'abonon is potter from paying such a tax. The Torah Nirudeus Menresham Gimel says as follows. That based on the lach of our Gemara, that our Gemara says, Avodavar shetzorah choshmira sayir, kigayin chayimei sayir, migdolay sel, ischar shemayir, einam chayavan rasas vam klum, shein tzrichim shmira shetayrasam misham rasan, for that reason, lachayin p'tur mikol minei masim v'tash chayriyeis, bein mas maksum v'kol b'nei yair, bein mashu kotzav akol ish v'ish hovadei, bein akfuim bein sheinon kfuim, Davi's kasha is, what is this at a tzur me'abonon, or p'tur mikol masim? How is that connected to the lach of our Gemara? That our Gemara says, Hakol egoi gafa afilu miasmi avar abonon loy, since abonon are loy tzvichin etirusa. From our Gemara, one clearly sees that the only reason why rabbonon are p'turim is only because of this that we say there are bonon are loy tzrichin etirusa. And therefore, how can one compare all other masim and say there are bonon are potter from all masim, just like we find in our Gemara, there are bonon are pturim to pay for the protection of the city, if this there are bonon are pturim to pay for the protection of the city is only because we say there are bonon are loy tzrichin etirusa. And for that reason, our Gemara goes on to say, that v'kaya de pasya fiume abonon. As Rashi explains, Sharegam heim tzrichin lishtais. So to explain Pshat, in the Lachain of the Tor, that the Tor base is a Ptur of a Tamachachim to pay all Masim. From our Gemara, that our Gemara says, Rabbanan are Pturim to pay for the protection of the city, we find that the Bach in Yeridea explains as follows, that the reason why Rabbanan are Pturim to pay for all Masim is because even as far as the Mas HaKotz of HaKoish V'ish, we say, that since Talmidei Chachamim Teirasim Mishamrasim for that reason, Kol Gzeiras Masim, Af Mashu Kotz of HaKoish Havadei Ein Pronis Ba'olam Ela B'shvil Amei Ha'aretz. According to this Mahalach of the Bacha comes out that the Machlekes HaRishonim, if a Tzur Merabon is only Potter from specific Masim, or a Tzur Merabon is Potter from all Masim, is dependent if we say that as far as the Mas HaKotzav HaKolesh Ve'ish, is there a Taina V'imperonas Ba'olam Ela B'shvil Amei Ha'aretz? Or do we say that that Taina only applies to a certain type of Masim, for Masim that are Mutal Al HaTzibor? But as far as the mass, which is mutal kolish ve'ish, we will not say ein peronis ba'olam ela b'shvil amei ha'aretz. That is the basis of the machlokes according to the Bach. But if one looks carefully at the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos and Ovis that we mentioned before, one clearly sees that the Rambam understands this, that Tzur Merabanan is potter from all masim. It's not because of this that we say ein peronis ba'olam ela b'shvil amei ha'aretz, but rather it is mishum kavod ha'Torah, that because of Kavodat Torah we say that a Tzur Merabanan is potter from all Masim. As the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos goes on to say, V'zehu din Torah k'moisha potra ha-Torah machtzes ha-shekel min ha-kayhanim. So from the Rambam one clearly sees that the Rambam understands that this, that a Tzur Merabanan is potter from Masim, is because of Kavodat Torah. And for that reason he is potter from all Masim. And therefore according to this that one sees from the Rambam, the Machlokes HaRishonim, if a Tzur Merabanan is only potter from a specific type of Masim, or a Tzur Merabanan is potter from all Masim, is a fundamental Machlokes as far as how to explain Pshat in this, that Rava says, surely a Tzur Merabanan will memer wa yehivna akarga. Is a Pshat of wa yehivna akarga? Because we say in Peronis Baal Olam Ela B'shvil Amei Ha'aretz, or is a Pshat Mishum Kavodat Torah, if we are to understand the Pshat in Halacha Rava is because we say in Peronis Ba'olam Ela B'shvil Amei Ha'aretz. For that reason, the Ran explains that Halacha Rava is only referring to specific Masim which are Mutar Al Tzibur. As far as the Mas HaKotzav HaKolesh Ve'ish, then one cannot say in Peronis Ba'olam Ela B'shvil Amei Ha'aretz, a Tzur Merabanan will be mechuyev to pay such a Mas. On the other hand, according to the Mahalach of the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos, that understands Pshat and Halacha Rava is based on this that we say, that Mishum Kavodat Torah, a Tzur Merabanan is not mechuyev to pay Mas. For that reason, Halacha Rava applies across the board, and applies to all Masim, even to Mas HaKotzav HaKolesh Ve'ish. But now again, one has to understand, according to the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos, what is Pshat in this that the Torah says, that the Ptur of a Tzur Merabanan mikol mas is based on our Gemara. In our Gemara explains that the reason why a Tzur Merabanan is not mechuyev to pay for the protection of the city is only because we say that Rabbanan are loy tzrichin etirusa, which Rochera has nothing to do with the Ptur of Rabbanan mikol mas, which is dependent upon Kavod HaTorah. So to explain Pshat in the Tzur Rochera, one has to say as follows, that as far as Igui Gafa is concerned, besides for the chiyuv on each person to pay, in order that the city should be protected, and each person is responsible for the protection of the city, but there is a mas as well. And as far as igui gafa, there is a mas hakotzav hakolish ve'ish to pay for igui gafa. And therefore, even though we say the rabbanan are loy tzrichin etirusa, what happened to the mas hakotzav hakolish ve'ish to pay for the protection of the city? And therefore the Torah says that from this someone sees in our Gemara that a Tzur Merabanan is not mechuyev to take part in Igui Gafa. From there one sees that a Tzur Merabanan is potter even from a Mas HaKotzav HaKolesh Ve'ish. And this in our Gemara says that Lekayer the Pasya Afiu Merabanan, our Gemara does not mean that a Tzur Merabanan is chayev in Lekayer the Pasya as far as the Mas HaKotzav HaKolesh Ve'ish is concerned, but rather a Tzur Merabanan is just responsible Karya de Pasya, since as Rashi explains HaKol Tzrichin Lishtais. That is one Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat and the Raya of the Torah from our Gemara, that the Torah proves from our Gemara that it's Sumer Rabbanon is potter from all masim. Now, as far as how to explain Pshat in this, our Gemara says Rabbanon Oitzrichin Tirusa, which is based on this that we say Tirusa Misham Rase, as Rashi brings down, because they say B'shach Pchat Tishmor Alecha. We'll hear from the Ran and the Bach that we mentioned before one sees, that the Ran and the Bach explain Pshat in our Gemara as follows. This, our Gemara says Rabbanon Oitzrichin Tirusa means to say that if Oivim come into the city, this that caused Oivim to come into the city is only because of the Meratim that are in the city. Since as far as the Rabbanon themselves are concerned, we say the Rabbanon Oitzrichin Tirusa. And therefore, even though once the Oivim come into the city, the Rabbanon themselves will also be Tzrichin Tirusa, but still what caused the Oivim to come into the city was only the Meratim that are in the city. And therefore, it is the responsibility of the Meiratim to pay le'igui gafa. And therefore, according to the Mahalach of the Ran and the Bach will come out, that if one has a city, that the entire city is made up of Tzur b'mirabonon, not one person will be responsible to pay for igui gafa, since Rabbanon are lo tzrichin tirusa. For that reason, Oivim will not come into the city. On the other end, in the Chazon Ish of Abbas Hassam and Hesav Katan Yerches, we find that the Chazon Ish explains Pshat and our Gemara with a different Malach. And the Chazon Ish explains this, that the responsibility of Igui Gafa is responsibility of the other Bnei Ya'ir besides for the Tzur Mirabonon that are in the ear, is because the other people that are in the ear besides for the Tzur Mirabonon Yesham Hagana Me'atira of the Tzur Mirabonon. And since the other Bnei Ya'ir have the protection of the Torah of the Tzur b'Merabanan, for that reason, Tzrichim Bnei Ya'ir la'ases ha'magana shel chayma. The Bnei Ya'ir have to reciprocate by paying for the agana of the chayma. And for that reason, the Chazon Ish goes on to say that as far as an ear, that the entire ear is made up of Tzur b'Merabanan, then chayavim v'koyfin la'ases chayma. Since again, this, our Gemara says, Rabbanu Tzrichim Tirusa does not mean to say the Rabbanon do not need the shmir of the ear, but rather our Gemara means to say that the Torah of the Tzur Merabanan protects the city, and therefore to reciprocate for the protection of the city that the Tzur Merabanan creates, for that reason the other Bnei Ya'ir are mechuyev to pay for Igui Gafa. But if the entire city consists of Tzur Merabanan, then the Tzur Merabanan that are in the city will be chayavim la'aseis chayma. Since even Tzur b'Merabanan are not allowed to put themselves in a makom of sakana. According to the Mahalach of the Chazon Ish, in our Gemara, one can explain Pshat in the Torah with a different Mahalach. This, that the Torah says, that just like we find in our Gemara, that Tzur b'Merabanan are not mechuyev to pay l'igui gafa, since Rabbanan are lo tzrichin tirusa. For that reason, Tzur b'Merabanan are pturim from all masim, even as far as the mas hakotzav al kol ish ve'ish, is because the Torah explains Pshat in our Gemara like the Chazon Ish, that the Ptur of a Tzur Merabanan to pay l'igui gafa, and this, that as far as igui gafa is concerned, we say that the responsibility of igui gafa is the responsibility of the other Bnei Ya'ir, is again to reciprocate to the Tzur Merabanan, and to reciprocate for what the other Bnei Ya'ir gained from the Tzur Merabanan. And therefore, so too, as far as other Masim are concerned, the reason why other masim are the responsibility of the other Bnei Ya'ir and not the Tzur Merabanan is not because the Tzur Merabanan themselves are not responsible for their mas, but rather we say that even though the Tzur Merabanan are responsible for their mas, but still the other Bnei Ya'ir are mechuyavim to take over that responsibility, and the other Bnei Ya'ir are mechuyav to reciprocate to the Tzur Merabanan by taking over their responsibility of paying their mas. And for that reason, even as far as the mas hakotzav al kol ish v'ish, we say that the other Bnei Ya'ir are mechuyavim to pay their mas. That is how one can explain Pshat in the Torah according to the Mahalach of the Chazon Ish. A third Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara is based on this that we find in Rashi and Ksuvis. On that fine Zayin and Rebeis for the Yomaschum Yekarchas Eval Yuras and Va'askas Pateira. That from Rashi and Ksuvis one sees that showing that Torah Mishamrasa is itself Kavod HaTorah. And therefore one can say that even if we are to assume, like the Chazon Ish says, that a Tzur b'Merabanan has a responsibility to build a Chayma, and therefore if one has a city which is entirely made up of Tzur b'Merabanan, then the Tzur b'Merabanan that are in the city will be mechuyev to pay for a Chayma. But still Mishum Kavod HaTorah, Of Tirase Mishamrasi, we say that the other people in the city are the ones responsible to pay for the chayma, and therefore this atzur merabanan, or namuchiv to pay wigli gafa, is based on kavod hatayah. And for the reason the Torah can say that so to atzur merabanan are term to pay all masim, and even a mas al kotz of a kolish veish based on kavod hatayah. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In our Gemara, we find that there is a halacha to be kaitzitz the ilonis that are netuim al svas hanar, and there is a chiv to be kaitzitz the ilonis and netuim al svas hanar for whatever is sarech lehilach hasvinus. Now, here one has to understand pshat in this halacha that one has to be kaitzitz the ilonis and netuim al svas hanar. Is it because we say that the svas hanar belongs to the rabbim, as is mashman the Gemara that the Gemara says? Or is the pshat that even though the svas hanar does not belong to the rabbim, but still there is a chiyuv to be kaitzitz mishum takonas harabim, and mishum takonas hasfinas there is a sakin to be kaitzitz al svas hanar, but again the svas hanar does not belong to the rabbim? This our Gemara says danahara de koyalma just means to say that the ktsitz al svas hanar is necessary for the rabbim. And for that reason, we will say on Nahara Loitim Shechinu Kwao. Since if the Ktsitsa was not done properly, it will hurt the Rabbim. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down a Rabba Aguda de Nahara, which belonged to Rabba Bar Avuna. Amrui Nekots Mar, Amr Hu Kutsu Iloi Vitatoi Vahadar Nekots Ana. On that, our Gemara asks, Seichi Avid Hachi Vaksivis Koshishu Vakashu, from Rishokish Kshaytat Mecha, Vaacha Kach Kshaytacherim. The Gemara answers by saying, Hasam abad be parzik refila hava, va omri kaitsu kayatsna, viloi kaitsu amai ekot, ti mim techilu ashrayu mistagiluhu, viloi loi mistagiluhu. Our Gemara goes on to say, the rabbi bar of Nachman of a causal bar, ba chazu abad a koya guda dinara, omru de man, omru e de rabbi bar of huna, omru yad asorim vasagonim hoisa bemal hazeri shena, omru hu kutsu kutsu. As Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Ashka Cheda Kayetz, Amar Man Kayetz E Tekotz Anpe. Now to explain Pshat and the Kvola of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, we find a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos explains Lekotz Anpe as follows. Tosfos explains Lekotz Anpe Shezahoya Isayar Atme Shal Parzek Refila Vayhoysa Yadei Bemal Kvola Kach Kilo. In Rashi, the Maschol Chaz Rabba one sees Rashi argues on Tesis, and Rashi explains that the Yar that was Niktatz was the Yar Rabba Bar Rav Huna himself, and still Rabba Bar Rav Huna was Makala the Kol of Leikot Zampe. Now, here one has to understand Pshat and the Machlokes between Rashi and Tesis. The Rashi understands that even though the Yar was the Yar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, but still Rabbi Bar Rav Huna was Makala the Kol of Leikot Zampe. On the other hand, Tesis argues, and Tesis understands how the Yar been the Yar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, then Rabbi Bar Rav Huna would not have been Makala the Kol of Leikot Zampe, since Ha'isa Yadei B'mal. So here to explain the Machlokes between Rashi and Tesis, one can say that the Machlokes is dependent upon the two tzadim that we mentioned before. How are we to understand the halacha of this that one is mechuyav to be kaitzitz the ilonis that are planted al svas hanar? If we are to understand that the chiv to be kaitzitz the ilonis that are planted al svas hanar is only with takonas harabim in order to allow the sfinis to be meiseach their chavoim, then for that reason, in the case of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, in which the loy v'tatoy belonged to the beparzek refila, and the beparzek refila were not about to be kaitzitz their ilonis, for that reason, this Rabbi Rav Huna was not kaitzitz, was not considered a mal at all. Since there is absolutely no reason for Rabbi Rav Huna to be kaitzitz, since anyways his ktsitsa will not help the rabbim, and the entire mechayev of ktsitsa is only otakonas harabim. And for that reason, Rashi explains that even though the ktsitsa took place in the yar Rabbi Rav Huna, but still, Rabbi Rav Huna was Makala the Kwal Leikot Zampe since I Hoysa Yadei B'mal Kwal. On the other hand, Tesis argues, and Tesis understands that the Chiyuv Ktsitsa is because we say that the Chilak Asfas Hanar belongs to the Rabbim, and for that reason there is a Chiyuv to be Kaitzitz the Ilonis Asfas Hanar. And for that reason, Tesis understands But as far as the Yar Rabbi Bar Avuna himself, we cannot say that Yehoisa Yadei B'mal Kwal. Since even though the Loi V'tatoi were not Kaitetz, but still the Sfas Hanar belongs to their Abim. And therefore, had the Ktsitsa taken place in the Yar Rabbi Bar Avuna, then Rabbi Bar Avuna would not have been Makal the Kwal of Leikot Zampe. That is okay, how one can explain Pshat and the Machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. But if one looks carefully, at Rashi with the Ramaschal Haiman da Achzik Piraksa Dinar, one clearly sees that Rashi understands that the halacha to be kaitzit the lanes asfas hanar is because asfas hanar belongs to their abim. And Rashi agrees to Tosfos that the mechayev of ktsitsa is because the malkim belongs to their abim. And therefore one has to say that the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos that we mentioned before is not because Rashi understands that the mechayev of ktsitsa is only latakonas harabim, but rather, even though Rashi agrees to Tosfos that the mechayev of ktsitsa is because the malkim asfas hanar belongs to the rabim, but still if there is no point for Rabbi Bar Avuna to be ktsitz, since anyways Eloi v'tatoi were not ktsitz, for that reason we will say that Rabbi Bar Avuna was Eloisa Yadei b'mal klal. Since as far as the Yar Rabbi Bar Avuna is concerned, one will have a kaifin al midas taim, since anyways the rabbim will not gain from his ktsitza. So again, from both Rashi with the Yomaschal Imanda Achzik Viraksa Dinara, and Tosfos the Yomaschal Ekatzampe Ochir, one sees that the Machayev to be Kaitetz al Sfas Hanar is because the Sfas Hanar belongs to the rabbim. And so to Ochir is Mephorsh and Shulchan Aruch and Chesh Mishpatzim and Tov Yod Zayin Sif Talad, that the Shulchan Aruch puts together the Halacha of our Gemara that there is a Chayev to be Kaitetz the Lanes al Sfas Hanar together with the Halacha of this, that if one's anafim were neitin or shos harabim, then there is a heter al kaitetza mishum d'meinei harabim. So from the halacha in Shulchan Aruch Ochir, one clearly sees that the makam asfas hanar belongs to the rabim, and therefore the ilanes and the tuim are being meinei the rabim in a place that belongs to the rabim. Now let us go on to the next sugya. The next sugya of our Gemara is a sugya of Bar Metzra. Our Gemara brings down the following machlokes. Asa imlech bei amr lei ezel izbein. V'amr lei zil zavin tzarech hamikne minei eloi. Ravina amr lei tzarech hamikne minei naradoi ami tzarech hamikne minei. Our Gemara says, V'hochesa tzarech hamikne minei. Hashta da amrit tzarech hamikne minei. Iloi kone minei yakar v'zol b'rshusei. Now to explain pshat in this, our Gemara says, Hashta da amrit tzarech hamikne minei. Iloi kone minei yakar v'zol b'rshusei. We find the tremendous machlokes harishanim. In the Shita, we find that the Shita explains that our Gemara is lav dafka. And this that we say Yaakov is ol b'rshusei has nothing to do with this that Naradoi say tzaruch hamikne minei. And even according to Ravina, who says loy tzaruch hamikne minei, still we will say Yaakov is ol b'rshusei. On the other hand, in other Rishanim, the mashmos of other Rishanim is that our Gemara is dafka. And only according to Naradoi does our Gemara say that the Halach is Yaakov v'zol b'rshusei. According to Ravina, the Halach will not be Yaakov v'zol b'rshusei. In other words, the Halach of Yaakov v'zol b'rshusei is dependent on this that we say tzarech hamikne minei. Now here one has to understand, what does the Halach of Yaakov v'zol b'rshusei have to do with tzarech hamikne minei? So here to explain pshat in this, our Gemara says, hashta d'amritz. Here one can say as follows, that the halach of Naradoi this, that Naradoi say tzaruch hamikne minei, and zil zavim by itself is not enough, is because we say that the metrin has a schos in the karka. As we find that the Rosh has v'kinyin dvorim lehavi ki schos yeshe v'smichas hameitzar, v'oi say schos v'mesalek v'kinyin, and it is because of the schos that he has in the meitzar that we say that zil zavim by itself will not work. And it is because of the schos that the metron has in the karka, that for that reason we say, Yaakov v'zol b'rshusei. In other words, Yaakov v'zol b'rshusei is dependent upon this, that the metron has a schos in the karka. Well, here this is only if you are to understand the halacha of Naradoi, of tzoruch hamikne minei, that the halacha of tzoruch hamikne minei is dependent upon this, that the metron has a schos in the karka. But in Rashi, one clearly sees that Rashi explains that Halach of Naradoi Tzaruch Hamikne Minei is not because he has his chos in the karka, but rather is because we say, Matziyam Le Meshata Yisi Bach De Amida Al Dam Maruyin La. And this then our day say tzara chamikimne is only to take care of this that we should not say mishata yisibach. If so, again one has to understand what is pshat in this. Our Gemara says hashta da amrit tzara chamikimne iyakar v'zover shusei. What does Allah on our day of tzara chamikimne because of mishata yisibach a reason for us to say iyakar v'zover shusei? And according to Rashi, one cannot say, as we mentioned before, b'shem neshita, that our Gemara is lavdafka. And our Gemara just means to say that hashta da amr tzoruch and miknamine, without being miknamine, then we will say Yaakov is over shusay. So Rashi explains hashta da amr tzoruch and miknamine m'kein en kinyoni shal zeh kvum. In other words, from the lacham naradoi, we are proving that ein kinyoni shal zeh kvum. Where does one see naradoi then kinyoni shal zeh kvum? So here to explain pshat in our Gemara, according to Rashi, one has to say as follows: that this that Nardoi say mishata yisibach is only, as Rashi explains, that mishata yisibach they are midal dam meruin la shembasi ani eitz abayim hayimali bedamim mishfil shechaviva alai. Now here one has to understand, what did he gain by his being mishata and his saying zilzavon, even though he said zilzavon, and now he was mayimin al dam meruin? But still, the Baal HaKarka has a right to charge whatever he wants for the Karka. And l'cheir, the Baal HaKarka is not meshubet to sell the Karka to the Metron for the same price that he made up with the person that came to buy the Karka. And therefore, from this, then one sees that there is a taino meshata, and he accomplished with being maimed the Karka al-dam maruyinu. From there, one sees that the kinyan of the person that bought the Karka worked for the Metron. And therefore the Dam Haruyim became the price of the Karka. And that is how much the Metron owes for the Karka. And therefore from the Lachav Naradoi, our Gemara proves that Ein Kinyonei Shal Zeh Kvum. And the Kinyon of the person who bought the Karka worked for the Metron. And for that reason we will say Yakor V'Zol Bershusei. That is one Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and the Hashd of our Gemara according to the Shita of Rashi. Another mahalach as far as how to explain pshat and the hashta according to the shita of Rashi is by saying that there are two ways as far as how to understand the halacha bar metzra. Either one can explain the halacha bar metzra by saying that the metron has a schos in the karka, or one can say that the metron does not have any schos in the karka, but rather we say that the person that bought the karka and bought the karka which was next to the Metron's karka, since he did not do what he was supposed to do, he should not have bought that karka. For that reason, the Metron has a tefiyah on the person that bought the karka to sell that karka to him. Since we didn't vasisa yoshev atoiv, he should not have bought that karka to begin with. Based on these two tzadim, one can explain the machlokes between Ravina and Naradoi according to Rashi as follows. This that according to Ravina, the halach is alitzorach and mikimnei, we will not say mishata yisibach, is because Avina understands that the Metron does not have any schos in the karka. And therefore the entire halacha bar Metron is just that. That the bar Metron has a taina on the lekech, why did you buy that karka? And therefore if the Metron himself told the lekech zilzavon, the Metron no longer has any taina on the lekech, why did you buy that karka? You told me to buy that karka. The whole taina meshata yisibach is only if we are to understand that the Metron has a schos in the karka. And therefore, by the Metron saying Zilzavon, we do not say that he gave up that tzchus, since we can say Meshata Yisibach. And therefore, this, that Nardoi say Tzorach HaMiknamine, based on Meshata Yisibach, is only because Nardoi understand that the Metron has a tzchus in the Karka. And for that reason, based on the tzchus that the Metron has in the Karka, our Gemara says, that Hashta Da'amre Tzorach HaMiknamine, Iyakar V'Zol Bershusei. So again, according to the first Mahalach we mentioned, Beshitas Rashi, the Machlokes between Ravina and Naradoi if Tzorach HaMiknamine or not, is dependent if we are to say that by saying Zilzavon, the Metron gained by being Maimed the Karka al-Dam Haruyin La. According to Ravina, the Metron did not gain anything by telling the Lekeach Zilzavon, since even though he was Maimed the Karka al-Dam Haruyin La, but still, the Metron can be charged any price for the Karka. The fact that the Lekech paid a certain price for the Karka will not change anything as far as the Metron is concerned. And therefore, For that reason, Ravina understands that there is no taina meshata yisibach, and for that reason, Allah is that we tzoruch amiknamine. On the other hand, Ardoi, who understands that the metron gained with this that he was maimed the karka adam haruyin, since now he is only mechuyev to pay the dam haruyin of that karka. For that reason, he gained with his ills oven, and since he gained with his ills oven, for that reason, there is a taina meshata yisibach. And since from Ardoi one sees that the metron gained with his being maimed the karka adam haruyin, for that reason, our Gemara says, hashta da amret tzoruch amiknamine. In other words, the kinyan of the Wakeach worked for the Metzrin, and therefore the Metzrin is only mechuyev to pay those damim. For that reason, we will say, Iyakar v'zol b'rshusei. According to the second Mahalach v'shitas Rashi, the Machoikes between Ravina and Ardoi is a Machoikes, we will say, Meshata Yisi Bach. And the Machoikes between Ravina and Ardoi is dependent if we say that the Metzrin has a schos in the Gufakarka, or the Metzrin just has a din on the Lekeach, that the Lekeach is mechuyev to sell him the karka, since he should not have bought the karka to begin with, midin v'asisa yashav ataiv. And therefore, according to Ravina, we understand that the entire halacha bar metzah is just that, that there is a taina on the Lekeach that he should not have bought the karka, and therefore there is a taina on the Lekeach that the Lekeach should sell the karka to the metzun. For that reason, there is no taina meshata yisi bach, only according to Nardoi, who understand that there is a schos, is there a taina meshata yisi bach? And based on this schos, then Ardoi understand that a metron has in the karka, does our Gemara say, yakar v'zol b'rshusei. And for that reason our Gemara says, hashta da amret tzoruch miknamine yakar v'zol b'rshusei. Uchira, one sees that there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh as far as how to understand the halacha of tzoruch miknamine. From the Rosh Uchira one sees that the halacha of tzoruch hamikneh is based on this that we say, that the metron has a schos in the karka, and because of the schos that the metron has in the karka, for that reason zilzavin doesn't help. To get rid of the schos, one needs a kinyan. On the other hand, from Rashi one sees that if not for the taina meshata yisibach, then zilzavin would have helped. Which is either because one can say the Rashi understands that even according to Nardoi, the metron does not have a schos in the karka, and since the metron does not have a schos in the karka, for that reason Zilzavon would have helped if not for the taina meshata yisibach. Or one can say that even if Rashi understands that the metron has a schos in the karka, like we explained in our second sad according to Rashi, but still Rashi understands that as far as getting rid of that schos, Zilzavon itself would have helped. In other words, mechila helps to get rid of the schos even without a kinyan. In the Torah in Siman Kuf Ayin Hei, we find that the Torah brings down the following machlokes. What is halacha in a case that the lekeach was meis kodem shesolka a metzron? The Torah brings down from the goyin shen a metzron yochol asalaka yerush. The Torah goes on to say that hoisef harama, that hu adinim nosne la'achar kodem shesolka shen a metzron yochol asalaka makabal. On this, the Torah argues, and the Torah says, "Veini mevin lamein ametzim esalku yerush hokeach oyla makal matonim imenu sheino hokeach yachol yerush oyitain ela mashi yeshoy ba." Now, here one has to understand pshat and the goyin and the Ramah. What are they to do with the tiny of the Torah that ain't hokeach yachol yerush oyitain ela mashi yeshoy ba? So, here to explain pshat and the goyin and the Ramah, one has to say as follows. That the Goyin and the Ramah understand that even according to Nardoi, who say Tzoruch HaMiknamineh, but still V'alocha Bar Metzah is just this that we say, that since the Lekeach should not have bought this Karka, for that reason he is Mechuyev to give the Karka to the Bar Metzah. But the Bar Metzah does not have any Schos in the Karka. And since the Bar Metzah does not have any Schos in the Karka, for that reason the Goyin and the Ramah understand that we will not say Eino Kech Yochol Hirish Elitin Ela Mashi Yeshwe Ba. Since as far as what the Lekech has in the Lekech has the Karka in its entirety, and there is nothing missing in what the Lekech has in the Karka. All there is a din on the Lekech that the Lekech is Mechuyev to give the Karka to the Bar Metzrah. And since as far as the Yerush or the Makabal that do not have such a din, for that reason there is no Lacha Bar Metzrah as far as the Yerush or the Makabal from the Lekech are concerned. The Torah, on the other hand, that argues is okay because the Torah understands that according to Nardai, who say Tzoruch HaMiknamineh, there is a schus that the metron has in the karka, like the Rosh explains. And based on that schos, for that reason we say tzorach ha-mekneminei. And since there is a schos, for that reason the Torah understands that even as far as the Yerush or the Mekabel from the Lokeach are concerned, we will say that there is alacha bar metzra, since ein Lokeach yachol hirush ha-litzein ela ma sheyesh ba. That is a chira, one mahalach with which one can explain pshat and the machoikes between the Torah, the Goyin, and the Ramah. In Mirtz Hashem, later on, we will see another mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in this machoikes harishenim. In the Goyis Hashem, we find that the Goyis Hashem says that this halacha of tzoruch ha-miknimine is only by the case of zil zavin, but in a case of the meicher ba-limkar, v'yirotz ha-liknes, v'macher la-acher, pshita doi mafkinan mine. Now to explain this, that in such a case, that the meicher went to the bar mitzvah, the mitzvah did not want to buy, that we are not meitzi miyad ha-lekeach, v'chere pshat, and this halacha is based on the mahalach of Rashi, that the entire din of tzoruch ha-miknimine and zolzavin does not help is because we say mishata yisibach, which only applies to the case of zolzavin. In a case that the meicher went to the bar mitzvah did not want to buy, in such a case you will not be able to say mishata yisibach, and therefore as far as such a case is concerned, there will not be a halacha bar mitzvah. On the other hand, according to the mahalach of the Rosh, who understands halacha of tzoruch ha-miknimine based on zchus, then even in a case that the meicher went to the bar mitzvah, the bar mitzvah did not want to buy, but still there will be halacha bar mitzvah since he did not give up his chos. And so too one can explain this, how we find in Shulchan Aruch, in Siv Chav Tes, that the Ramah brings down the following halacha, that the Lokeach told the mitzvah, you buy, v'hu oimer le'ba'ina le'yeshemim de'zocha al-Lokeach miyad, even without a kinyan. L'chir one can explain pshat in this halacha according to the Shita of Rashi, that the entire halacha of tzoruch ha-miknei is only because we say mishata yisibach. In a case that he said we will not say mishata yisibach, and for that reason the halacha will be that one does not need a kinyan, and even without a kinyan one will not have the halacha bar metzra. This that the Ramah finds it necessary to explain, that the halacha of this that we say zocha lekeach, in a case that lekeach told the metzra and liknes v'oymer le'ba'inolei, is because we say neinasa shulche bal korchai, is because Ramah is going b'shitas ha-Rosh, that the Rosh understands that the halacha of tzoruch ha-miknimine is based on this, that the bar mitzvah has a schus in the karka, and for that reason, this that we say, that the lokeach told the mitzvah liknes v'oymer le'ba'inolei, the one does not need a kinyan, and the lokeach is zoicha miyad, is only because we say neinasa shulche bal korchai. In the Rambam we find that the Rambam says the following halacha, b'med devarim amurim shesarach kinyan, kishamachoi kaidim shakana. Avamachoi zachusei achar shalakach, hareza machal vishuv ein yachal asalkai. Okay, one has to understand what is the difference between kaidim shakana, that then the halacha is tzoruch ha-miknimine, and achar shakana, that then the Rambam says mechila works. Okay, one can explain pshat in the Rambam based on the Shita of Rashi, that the Rambam understands that the halacha of tzoruch ha-miknimine is because we say that there is a taina mishata yisibach, which Rashi explains that the taina mishata yisibach is because we say that he was trying to imaima the karka al dam haruyinwa, and therefore one can say that the taina mishata yisibach is only before the kinyan. Since then, there is a svara mishata yisibach, since he was trying to imaima the karka al dam haruyinwa. On the other hand, after mechira, we will no longer say mishata yisibach, and for that reason, mechila will work after the kinyan took place. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the Rambam. But if one looks carefully at the Rosh, one sees that the Rosh in Siman Chav Beis also holds like the Shita of the Rambam. And even though, as we mentioned before, the Rosh understands that the halacha of tzoruch ha-miknimine is based on this that we say, that the bar metra has a schus in the karka, but still the Rosh differentiates like the Shita of the Rambam before the kinyan and after the kinyan. And the halacha of tzoruch ha-miknimine is only before the kinyan, after the kinyan mechila works. Lachir, as far as the schus is concerned, what is the difference between before the kinyan and after the kinyan? So to explain pshat and the shita of the Rambam according to the Rosh, I'd like to mark them with the following hakdama. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Ayin Hei Sif Mem Gimel, we find that the Shulchan Aruch brings down the following machlokes. Our Gemara says al karga l'mezini l'kvura leis b'mishum dina de bar metzra. What is the halacha if the bar metzra and the other person came to be kaina? Do we say that then Yesho Metzon Din Kedim or not? Rabbi Kiveger and Shulchan Aruch and Sif HaMecheh says that this machoikis applies to the case of Zavan Me'akum as well. If they both came to buy from the Goy, is there a Kedima for the Bar Metzor or not? So to explain Pshat in this machoikis, we find that the Mepharshim explained Pshat in the machoikis as follows. Do we say that there were two takonas? By Bar Metzor, there was one takona that a Metzor has a Din Kedima, and second, well, there was a takona that the lekeach that buys karka, whatever he buys, goes to the bar metzra. Or do we say no, that there was only one takona, and the entire takona was just that, that whatever the bar metzra buys goes to the lekeach, but they never gave the bar metzra din kedima? If we are to understand that there were two separate takonas, there was one takona that a bar metzra has a din kedima, and then there was a second takona, whatever the lekeach buys goes to the bar metzra, then one can say this, that we find in our Gemara, that a cargo mazenu akru leis b'mishem dina de bar metzra is only as far as a second din is concerned, but as far as the first din, that a bar metzra has a din kedima, that halacha will apply even to karga mazenu akrua, and so too as far as zavan me'akum, the bar metzra will have a din kedima, and for that reason, if they both come of asachas, there will be a halacha bar metzra, and the bar metzra will have a din kedima. On the other hand, that there is a shita that argues, and there is a shita that understands, that even if they both came at the same time, there is still no halacha bar metzra, because that shita understands that there is only one takana, and the entire takana was just that, that whatever the okeach buys goes to the bar metzra. And since, as far as the case of a karga mezenu kura and zava me'akum, Rabbanu were not mesaken that halacha bar metzra, for that reason, even if they both come of asachas, one will not have the halacha bar metzra. That is how the Mepharshim explain Pshat in this Machloikes. Based on this, one can say this, that the Rambam says that the halacha of our Gemara Tzorcha Mekmenei only applies to Kedim Shekona and not to Acher Shekona, is because the Rambam understands that there were two separate takonas. There was one takona of this that they gave a bar metzra din kedima, and then there is another takona that Rabbanon said that whatever the okeach buys goes to the bar metzra. And therefore, the halacha of our Gemara of Tzorcha Mekmenei is referring to the first takana. The Rabbanan said that a bar metzra has a din kedima. And as far as the halacha that a bar metzra has a din kedima, there is a halacha of Tzorcha Mekmenei, as far as that's chos. The Rabbanan were mesaken that because of that chos, he has a din kedima in the karka. For that reason, to get rid of that chos, one needs a kinyan. Without a kinyan, one cannot get rid of that chos. On the other hand, as far as the halacha, that whatever the okeach buys goes to the bar metzra, as long as one has a zilzavin, and as long as one has a mechila, and one sees that the bar metzra does not want the karka, that itself is a reason that whatever the okeach bought should not go to the bar metzra. That is a chayr pshat in the mahalach of the Rambam according to the Rosh. In the Mordechai we find that the Mordechai explains a different pshat in our Gemara. And the Mordechai says, Shafilu mahokeach mekabal kinyan kodim shekonei einai kvom shekinyan dvarim baal mahu. In other words, the Mordechai explains Pshat in our Gemara with an opposite Mahalach from the Rambam. The Mordechai explains our Gemara is only referring to Acher Shekona, Kedim Shekona, even a Kenyan will not work. The Mordechai goes on to say, Mashakasa, Begemara, Tzarcha, Mikne, Ratzlemish, and Bawakech, Venimach, and Metzron, Vermois, Elzabin, Vahoach, Vekona, Havi, Hawakech, Shuche, Shoah, Metzron, Vitzorach, Shiachsa, Hawakech, Vikne, Karka, Miad, Hametzron. In other words, halacha of our Gemara Tzorach and Mikmeh is referring to Acher Shekona. And since Bekinyan HaLakeach Zocha HaMetzron, as our Gemara says, Yaakar V'zol B'Shusei, for that reason there is halacha of Tzorach and Mikmeh in order to be kind of the karka back from the Metzron. From the Mordechai, one sees that the Mordechai understands that Kedim Shekona, the Metzron, is not of any schos in the Gufa Karka, and therefore even a kinyan will not help, since the kinyan is considered a kinyan dvarim. That is the Mahalach of the Mordechai as far as how to explain the Pshat in our Gemara. According to the Mordechai, this our Gemara says, Hasha Damet Tzorach HaMikmeh, Yaakov is Olber Shuse, can be understood very simply, since the entire Halach of Tzorach HaMikmeh is based on this that we say, that with the kinyan of the Lekeach, the Metzron was Eicha. And Tzorach HaMikmeh means that the Lekeach has to buy it back from the Metzron. And therefore, from the Loch of Tzorach HaMikmeh, one clearly sees that Yaakar V'zol B'Shusei. Now, let us discuss the Loch of Yaakar V'zol B'Shusei. What is Pshat in this that we say Yaakar V'zol B'Shusei? In the Rosh, we find that the Rosh explains this, that we say Yaakar V'zol B'Shusei,
is because we consider the Okeach Ashvuchai Shal HaMetzron.
Ezra says, Ve'edei Kinyon Shal Okeach Yichdu Ashtar B'Shem HaMetzron. Ve'in Tzarech Kinyon Acher. Ve'havi Kekoyne Sado Achaviri Shaloi Midaitai.
In other words, the Kinyan of the Okeach works for the Metzron, and because of that we say Yakar v'zol b'rishusay.
In the Ramah, as he mentioned before, the Ramah says, if the Okeach comes over to the Metzron and tells the Metzron, you buy the karka, the Ramah is this that we say, that since the entire halacha of Bar Metzra, that the Bar Metzra is Zicha, is because we consider the Okeach as a Shliach of the Bar Metzra. For that reason, if the Bar Metzra says Leboino, he is not Zicha, and the Okeach is Zicha Miyad, since in Yenasa Shulchei Baal Korchei. In the Goyin, it's of Katanayim base. On the other end, we find another Malach as far as how to explain Mishat and the Ramah. The Goyin, on this, the Ramah says, in Yenasa Shulchei Baal Korchei, brings the following Raya. The Goyim brings a Raya from every Yehuda Sada Chavirish Hoibashos Basada Siyuita, who is considered Keshuchai, and Stolding Mora says, before in Afkafal from an Aleph, that he says, Oibaino Ina Sashuchai Baal Korchai. From this, the Goyim brings a Raya to the Alacha of the Ramah, from the Alacha of Yehuda Sada Chavirish Siyuita Shoibashos, if he says, Oibaino. From the Goyim, one sees that the Goyim understands the Ramah differently, and the Goyim understands Pshat and the Ramah as follows. This, that the Ramah says, in Yenasa Shulchei Baal Korchei, for that reason, Zocha Okeach Miyad, is not because the Zechiyah of the Bar Metzra is dependent upon this we consider the Okeach as a Shulchei of the Bar Metzra. But rather, the Goyin understands that the Mechayiv of the Bar Metzra to pay the Okeach, this, that the Bar Metzra is Mechayiv to pay the Okeach, for the Karka that the Okeach bought, is only because we consider the Okeach has a shliach of the Bar Metzra, and therefore he has a lacha of a yoyer to sodech haveroi shoy bershos besodeh hasuyolita. And therefore the Goyin says that just like one finds that by yoyer to sodech haveroi shoy midaite by sodeh hasuyolita, if the Baal Sodeh will say lebeino, then he is not mechuyiv to pay the yoyer as a shliach, so too as far as the salacha Bar Metzra. If the Bar Metzra says lebeino, then the Bar Metzra is not mechuyiv to pay the Okeach for the mechira. And since he is not mechuyiv to pay the Okeach for the mechir, for that reason, the entire mechira will be batal. The Bar Metzra will not be able to be zeich in the karka, since the entire zechia of the Bar Metzra in the karka is dependent upon that. That the Okeach will not take a loss. If the Okeach will take a loss, one will no longer have a sisa yashar v'atayiv. And for that reason, in a case of Leboina, the Okeach is zeich miyad. That is how the Goyin explains a pshat in the Ramah from the Goyin one clearly sees. That the Goyin understands this, that a Bar Metzra Zicha is not because we consider the Okeach as a Shriach of the Bar Metzra. Had that been the Pshat, then the Goyin could have explained the Ramah very simply. That if the Bar Metzra says Oibaino, then we cannot consider the Okeach as a Shriach of the Bar Metzra, and for that reason the Okeach is Zicha Miyad, since the entire Zichia of the Bar Metzra is dependent upon this, we consider the Okeach as his Shriach. So from the Goyin again one sees that the Zichia of the Bar Metzra is not dependent upon this, that we consider the Okeach as a Shriach of the Bar Metzra. And so to Ocheres Mavur in the Goyin before, the Goyin explains Pshat in this, that the Mechaber says, that the Bar Metzra does not need a Kinyan Acher is based on the Halacha that we find in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Tzadi Sif Dalet, that there is a Kinyan Midin Eved Kanani. So Ocheres again from the Goyin one sees that the Goyin understands that the Zechia of the Bar Metzra is not dependent on this we consider the Okeach as his Shriach, but rather, even if he is not considered a shliach, still the Bar Metzra has the ability to be zeicha with the kinyan of the Okeach, midin avaknani. That we need that the Okeach is shvuchai of the Bar Metzra is only in order to mechaya the Bar Metzra to pay the Okeach, which is necessary in order for the Bar Metzra to be zeicha, since without the Bar Metzra being mechuyiv to pay the Okeach, one will not have a sisa hayashar v'atayiv. So again, we have a seeming machlokes as far as how to understand the zechia of the Bar Metzra. Is it because we say we consider the Okeach as shulchei of the Bar Metzra, or do we say that even if the Okeach is not shulchei of the Bar Metzra, but still the Bar Metzra is zeicha with the kinyan of the Okeach, and for that reason we will say Yakar v'zol b'rishusei? In Shulchan Aruch and Siv Chafalaf we find the following machlokes. If the Baal Chayv of the Moicher came and was tayer from the Metzron, who is Chayev b'achrayes?
The Rambam in Perkei Gimel Milchus Shechina Malach Aleph says that in such a case, the Okeach is the one who is Chayav Achrayus to the Bar Metzra. On the other hand, the Ramban argues, and the Ramban says, that the Moicher is the one who is Chayav Achrayus to the Bar Metzra, not the Okeach. The Beis Yosef explains a Pshat in the Rambam. This the Rambam understands, that the Chayav Achrayus is Mutal al Okeach and not on the Moicher, because as far as the Moicher, we will say, La Baal Dvarim Didiyat. The Moicher can tell the Bar Metzra, La Baal Dvarim Didiyat. And therefore, I am not mechuyev achrayus to you. Only the okeach is mechuyev achrayus. Now, one has to understand pshat in this machlokes harishonim. If the achrayus for the mecher is al hamecher, or the achrayus for the mecher is al hokeach, one can explain that the machlokes is dependent upon the two tzel that we mentioned before, as far as how to understand this chia of the bar metzra. Do we understand this chia bar metzra because we consider the okeach as a shriach of the bar metzra? Or do we say that even if the Okeach is not the Sheikh of the Bar Metzra, but still the Bar Metzra is Eicha? If we are to understand that the Okeach is considered the Sheikh of the Bar Metzra, for that reason, the Ramban understands that the Achrayus is Al HaMeicher. And we will not say La Baal Dvarim Didiyat, since again we consider the Okeach as a Sheikh for the Bar Metzra. On the other hand, if we are to understand that the Okeach is not the Sheikh of the Bar Metzra, for that reason, the Rambam understands that there is no achrayus on the meicher, since the meicher can tell the bar metzra la baal dvarim didiyat. My mechira was to the okeach, and therefore my kabbalas achrayus was as far as the okeach is concerned. I was never makabal achrayus for you. But from the Rambam one sees an other chiddush as well. From this the Rambam says that achrayus is al okeach, that the okeach is achray to the bar metzra. From the Rambam one sees that it is the Okeach who is selling the karka to the Bar Metzra, and for that reason he is the one who is Chayav Achrayus. And so too is the Mashmos of Tesis and Ksuvus and of Tzadi Tesna Rebeis. Tesis asks the following kash in our Gemara, what is Pshat in this that we find in our Gemara. That our Gemara says, based on Malacha of Einei Noah Karkoyes, one cannot say what Tikkuni Shedartech Voil Avusei. In the Gemara in Ksuvus, one clearly sees, Vaita Shriach Matsyamwe, what Tikkuni Shedartech Voil Avusei. And we do not say, Einei Noah Karkoyes. Tesis and Ksuvus answers the kasha by saying that the Okeach is Choshev Kibawa Bayis. Da Afo Gav, to be safe, Mikni Leila Metra Miot Chiwa Kashakona, Terechatz Mekona. Vocher from Tesis one sees that it is the Okeach who is selling the Karka to the Bar Metra. And for that reason, we will apply the Halach of Einei Noah Karkoyes. In the Rambam, in Perkei Gimel Milchus Shechina Malach Hazayin, we find the Rambam says the following halacha. Pamed devar mamurim shemachashvnu ha-peres b'sha'achon achar shabah ben ha-meitzer ve-hevi moyes o-salkai. Habakar peres sha'achon mikoydim sha'oyhu oichav ve-machashvn oisam. From the Rambam, one sees that the Rambam understands that as far as the peres that the Okeach ate before the Metzron came to Misalakim, those peres remain his, and he is not mechuyev to pay for those peres. Now, here one has to understand Pshat and the Rambam. Why are the peres that the Okeach ate before the Metzron came to Misalakim belong to him? So to explain Pshat and the Rambam, we find a number of Mahalchim in the Mefarshim. I would like to mention two of the Mahalchim that we find in the Mefarshim. The Kesef Mishnah explains Pshat and the Rambam, that the Rambam understands that the Okeach is considered like the Shulach of the Bar Metzra, that he's been kinyan for Bar Metzra la'achar shebo esalkai. In other words, the kinyan that is taking place for the Bar Metzra is only for the time after which the Bar Metzra is coming to misalak the Okeach, but till that time, the karka belongs to the Okeach. And for that reason, whatever pears he ate belonged to him. That is the first pshat that we find as far as how to explain pshat in the Rambam. The second mahalach is the mahalach of Rabbi Zalman in Hilchos Shechinim, Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. Rabbi Zalman says the following chiddush, that by Bar Metzra that we say Yaakov is over Shusai, and we consider that the Bar Metzra is Zich and the Karka is only Lamafreya. At the time that he is Bo Asalkai, at that point of time, he is Zich and the Karka Lamafreya. And since his Chi and the Karka is only Lamafreya, for that reason, as far as the Peris, that the Okeach already ate, as far as those peres, the Okeach has a right to keep those peres. And with this, Rabbi Zalman goes on to explain Pshat in the Rishayin that we mentioned before, who say that if the Okeach was Nosne b'matono e'rishay, then there is no longer Alocha bar Metzra. L'chir, the bar Metzra was already Zeicha. So based on this chiddush, Rabbi Zalman goes on to say that since his whole zechiyah is umafreya, and the zechiyah is mikanu abo umafreya, for that reason one needs to have a din bar metzra on the karka now. And only if he has a din a bar metzra on the karka now, will we say that he will be zeicha in the karka umafreya. And since on the Yerush or the Mekabel, there is no din bar metzra, for that reason he cannot be zeicha in the karka umafreya. That is how Rabbi Zalman explains pshat in those Rishonim. So again, as far as how to explain pshat in the Zechiyah of the Bar Metzra, we find a number of Mahalchem. In the Rosh and so to the Mashmos, the Rambam, is this that the Bar Metzra Zeche is because we consider the Wakech as a Shviach of the Bar Metzra. On the other hand, in the Goyin Ukhir one sees that the Zechiyah of the Wakech is not dependent upon that we consider the Wakech as a Shviach of the Bar Metzra. Just the mechayev of the bar metzra to pay the wakeach is because we consider the wakeach as the shvich of the bar metzra, but the actual zechiyah of the bar metzra is not dependent upon shvichos. As we said from the shita of the Rambam says that the wakeach is achroi for the mechira to the bar metzra, and so too in Tesis and Ksuvos and Saites and Rebeis Ochero one sees that the zechiyah of the bar metzra is from the lekeach. We consider as if the lekeach is selling the karka to the bar metzra. And we consider as if the lekeach is being zeicha or mezaka bevasachas. Rabbi Shazalman explains the zechiyah of the bar metzra, that the zechiyah of the bar metzra is taking place from Afreya. And the zechiyah of the bar metzra is taking place mikanu abo Afreya. And therefore, as far as whatever peiros the lekeach ate, the Lekeach has a right to keep those peiros, and so too for that reason there are Rishonim that say that by Hirish Ay Nosan, the Lekeach was either Mirish the karka that he bought, or he gave the karka that he bought Matana. There is no longer any Halacha Bar Metzra, since in order to have the Halacha Bar Metzra one needs to have the Halacha Bar Metzra B'Shah Siwak, since only with that will the Bar Metzra be Zeichel Mafreya. In the Shita, we find that the Shita brings down the following halacha b'shem the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Gittin Perkei Lachazayin says as follows. If let's say the Bar Metzra was tain shahoya b'yadi likach ba'isa shah shemicha ba. And the Lekeach says no, v'yhoya b'yad chalikach. And since v'yhoya b'yad chalikach, for that reason there is no longer halacha al Bar Metzra. The halacha is hamaitzi mechaveri of haraya v'teikum ara b'yada de Lekeach b'ini b'ini. In other words, Halach is Hamitzi Mechaveroi Ovarai, and therefore the Karka stays Biyad Halikeach. And we do not give the Karka till the Bar Metzra, till he brings a Raya, that he had the ability to buy the Karka at that time. From this, the Yerushalmi says, that based on the Halach of Hamitzi Mechaveroi Ovarai, we say that Teikum Ara Biyadad Halikeach, Vachir one can bring a Raya, that the way Bar Metzra works is, as we mentioned before, Beshitas Harambam and Beshitas HaTesis, that the Lekeach buys for himself and then sells to the Lekeach. And he is Zichel Mezaka Bivas Achas. And therefore we have a suffix. As far as Bar Metzra is concerned, we will say Hamitzi Mechaveri Ov Haraya and Tekum Ara Biyoda de Lekeach. If we are to understand that the way Bar Metzra works, is this that we say that the Kinyan is entirely for the Bar Metzra and the Lekeach was not Zichel in the Karka at all. Then if we have a suffix, if there is a halacha bar metzra or not, here we will not be able to say Hamitzi Mechaveroi Ov Haraya and take Amara Biyoda de Lekeach, since the Lekeach is no longer considered the muchzik. Our suffix is, if the Lekeach was ever zeicha in the karka. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat and halacha of the Yerushalmi that based on this that we say Hamitzi Mechaveroi Ov Haraya, the halacha is take Amara Biyoda de Lekeach. Another mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in the Yerushalmi is based on the chiddush of Rabbi Shazalman that we mentioned before. That till shasiluk the karka belongs to the lekeach. It is only from shasiluk veilach that we say that the karka belongs to the bar metzra. And since till shasiluk the karka belongs to the lekeach, for that reason, if we have a suffix, we will say amitzi mechaveri ov harayan tekum ara biyoda de lekeach. In the Rambam in Perek Yudal Milcheshchein Milchadal, we find that the Rambam says the following halacha: Lokach shavimona b'masayim ton ben ameitzar shezuka nunya b'neim nishba halakech menikitas chifetz unoitom masayim. From this, the Rambam says that the lakech has to be nishba menikitas chifetz. One sees that the Rambam understands that the shvu of the lakech is a shvu as hanaitzlin. Now, if we are to understand like the Chiddush of Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, that till the time of Siwak, the karka belongs to the Lekeach, then Ochir, the Shvuah of the Lekeach, is not a Shvuah Sanetzlin, since Lekeach is coming to be Nishba, that the Bar Metzra has to be Mesalakim Bimosayim. And since Tosha Siwak, the karka still belongs to the Lekeach, then Ochir, the Shvuah, is just the Shvuah Saneftarin. The entire Shvuah is just to ensure that the karka stays Biyadai, till the Bar Metzra will be Mesalakim Bimosayim. So from this, the Rambam understands that the Shvuah is a Shvuah Sanleit when Ochir one can bring a Raya, that the Shia of the Bar Metzra takes place right away. Just the Bar Metzra has a Chiyuv to pay the Lekeach a certain amount of money, and therefore if we have a Safek as far as how much money the Bar Metzra is Mechuyuv to pay the Lekeach, the Shvuah of the Lekeach is considered a Shvuah Sanleitzun. That is Ochir, what one sees B'shita Sarambam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.